Good afternoon at 5:01. This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey with this special news update. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department today released body camera video from an officer-involved shooting from about 3 weeks ago. That shooting occurred in a Burger King parking lot in West Charlotte. CMPD officer Wendy Curl, a white officer, encountered 27-year-old Danquarius Franklin, a black male. CMPD says Officer Curl perceived a lethal threat before she fatally shot Franklin. The release of the video offers one perspective of some of the events of that incident. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia joins us now to provide some context. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, let's begin with the video that was released a few hours ago today. You have been watching that, and what have you seen?
Well, the video is about 2 minutes and 20 seconds long, and it's the only video CMPD has released. It's from the viewpoint of Officer Wendy Curl, and the video starts off with Curl and her car driving to the scene. She quickly gets out of the car, and along with another officer who appears to already been on the scene, Curl orders Franklin to drop his weapon. There's a woman standing near Franklin, and officers order her to step back.
Sir, put the gun down.
Put it down. Put it down now.
Put the gun down. He's got a gun. He's got a gun. Drop the gun.
Franklin is squatting towards the front passenger side of a maroon car parked in a handicap spot, and the door is open. His left hand is between his legs, and you can't see his right hand from the video. The video shows Franklin move his right hand with what appears to be a gun. He does not aim it at the officers, and it appears the butt of the gun is facing the passenger while the barrel is pointing at himself. Curl fires her weapon twice, striking him, and Franklin appears to yell, "You told me to." While officers continue to command him to put down the gun, Franklin slumps down. Again, here's audio from Curl's body camera.
Shots fired. Shots fired. I shot a fire.
You then see a man in the car, and officers ask him to put his hands on the dashboard. And then Officer Curl picks up a gun from underneath Franklin. Then the video stops, and we don't know who that man is in the passenger seat. By the way, he does identify himself as the GM.
And Sarah, after watching this video, which of course we have to acknowledge is difficult to watch and listen to, what questions do you think remain?
Well, I spoke to Cammie Chavez. She's a professor of law and the director of the criminal justice program at the Wake Forest University School of Law. And she pointed out that this video is exactly that. It's one video. We don't see if police were using any kind of de-escalation tactics before the shooting. And she says, although it doesn't appear that the police did anything wrong, they asked many times for him to drop his gun. She still has one big question from watching.
What was he doing at the time? Was he trying to comply with the officer's command to drop the gun? What else is he supposed to do at that point? Police are not supposed to be the jury, judge, you know, and executioner.
And it's really hard to tell. She points out she would have liked to have had the body camera footage from the other officer ordering Franklin to drop his gun. Maybe he saw something that would better explain this decision to fire a weapon. There are still so many unknowns, and this video provides only some insights, but also a lot more questions.
And Sarah, do we know why this is the only video being released?
Well, media outlets petitioned the court for footage related to the shooting, and CMPD responded in a statement that this is the only body-worn camera video relevant to the incident.
And this video was released completely to the public as of 2:00 this afternoon. What's been the reaction so far to this video?
Well, the reaction to the video actually started before it was released. This morning, city officials, including Mayor Lyles, members of council, and Chief Kerputney spoke to reporters outside the government center. And many of these officials, like Lyles and Julie Eisolt, were on city council in 2016 when another Charlotte black man, Keith Lamont Scott, was killed and shot by a police officer. That shooting led to days of protests that turned violent. Councilman Braxton Winston was also there today. And before he was on council, he was a protester in 2016. And of course, Chief Putney was police chief in 2016, and he was also there. This group of officials said that they were trying to approach this shooting in a more transparent way, and that they hoped protests would remain peaceful. Mayor Lyles told reporters the shooting was hard for everyone.
He was someone's son. He's a dad. Isn't that the right time to be emotional? Isn't that the right time to show the caring? That police officer had to go through this. Isn't it the right time to understand the depth of emotions for everyone? So yes, I am emotional, and it's for the right reason.
Chief Putney said at least seven groups have already made plans to protest, and one of those protests starts tonight at 6 p.m., and we'll continue to bring you that coverage of this event as it unfolds.
A developing story that we will stay on top of. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.